We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
8:46, 14 before 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL. If you go to our website at WWL.com, you'll see a story. Cops arrest man for allegedly trying to kidnap kid with candy. And thank goodness he didn't, and he's in jail now. We're talking about injuries. What with Drew Brees with his thumb and Zion Williamson now undergoing, I don't know if they're calling it surgery. They used to. I guess they call it a arthroscopic procedure now with his knee. Dr. David Geyer joins us, orthopedic surgeon and sports medicine specialist. Good morning, doctor.
Hey, good morning, Tommy.
Thanks for taking the time with us. We appreciate it.
Oh, always enjoy doing your show.
Thank you, sir. When it comes to Zion Williamson, I know you've not seen him and you don't know, but they're talking about 8 weeks for an arthroscopic procedure for torn cartilage. And I think what people don't realize, what is the word, debridement, how that fits in to cartilage surgery?
Yeah, I think this is pretty straightforward in the short term. The bigger question is going to be the long term. What they reported in their press release yesterday, the Pelicans said that he underwent a debridement, as you mentioned, of a torn lateral meniscus. That's the C-shaped, shaped like the letter C, shock absorber you have on either side of each knee, and the lateral is the one on the outside of the knee. And that is, it's a pretty quick recovery, 6 to 8 weeks. It's one of the most common operations we do, so recovery is pretty quick. The bigger concern is years down the road.
I've had numerous arthroscopic procedures on my left knee, so much so that now I have a replacement knee. But in terms of in the older days, cartilage used to be like a real surgical thing, not the three holes in arthroscope, right, or arthroscope?
Yeah, back in when we started doing these surgeries, surgeons either, like you mentioned, opened through a big, long incision, or even early when they started doing it through the scope, they were taking out pretty much the entire meniscus, the entire shock absorber, and we learned fairly quickly that that can lead to a lot of problems with arthritis pretty quickly, and as you mentioned, knee replacements. So now we try to take out as little as we possibly can. You want to take out enough that it doesn't become a new tear and you know, propagate and become a bigger tear, but you take out enough that they don't hurt, but take out as little as possible to preserve as much shock absorber as you can.
And I've been through this a bunch myself personally, and I still don't quite get why can't you leave the torn cartilage in there, and is some cushion, some padding better than none?
Yes, the second part of that, yeah, the more cushion you have in there, the more shock absorber you have, the better. It really depends as far as how you treat it as to where that shock absorber, where that meniscus is torn. If you have high school and college athletes, a lot of times when they tear it in a way that we can actually sew it back together with stitches. And that's great, even though it's a much longer recovery, like Russell Westbrook had early in his career and Derrick Rose had early in his career, which is about 4 to 6 month recovery. That's good, though, long-term, because you save that entire meniscus as a shock absorber. The problem is about 85% of the time, and almost always in adults, it's not torn that way. It's torn in a location that there's no blood supply to the meniscus to help it heal. So even if you tried to sew it back together, that doesn't work, and then you end up having to go back in and trim it, that part out anyway. So just the nature of it, the lack of blood supply to that meniscus means that in adults, almost all the time, you're going to be trimming out the torn part.
Theoretically speaking, if somebody were to tear a meniscus, and for whatever reason, it's all hypothetical, of course, it would be determined on the spot, you got him to the hospital and you did the procedure, could you keep that cartilage with the blood flow not be interrupted enough to where you had to remove it, that it could be saved?
Yeah, so we go into those surgeries, you know, because MRI is actually it's extremely good. An MRI image is very, very good at telling you yes or no, there is a meniscus tear. It's abysmally bad at predicting if it's going to be the type you trim out or the type that you can sew back together. And so we're prepared to do either one at the time of surgery. And you tell the patients that, even though, again, that's typically going to be your high school and college athletes, but in a 19-year-old like Zion, maybe he's in that group. But, you know, you're prepared to do that. You have the meniscus sutures, anchors in there, and you're ready to do that. Again, the downside of that is you may come out of that, the athlete may come out of that, and now it's a 4 to 6 month recovery. But again, I would argue, and most orthopedic surgeons would argue, if it's repairable, that's what you want to do, because it's better long-term to preserve that entire shock absorber.
I would totally agree, and he's going to have a life. Not that you care about me. Not that you're looking for my consultation here, doctor, or anything. But having been through it, he's going to have a life after basketball. And man, if you can save it, save it. We're going to pick it up here when we come back. Is there a possibility in this case, if this, has he had the surgery yet? Do we know? Zion Williamson?
I have not heard, they made the announcement yesterday, and maybe he did, actually. Now that I say that, it seems like I read a report somewhere that suggested he already had the surgery. That's what pro teams typically do. Like, they get it done as fast as possible. Like, Tua Tagovailoa had surgery Sunday morning. I think that it would not surprise me if he's already had the surgery.
He has. They're telling me now. I didn't realize that. And I guess what that tells us is if he's had the surgery and is what I'm working toward, and he's going to be back in 6 to 8 weeks, that means they couldn't save it and they cut it out.
Assuming, yeah, again, and I don't want to comment if I don't know for a fact, but I have not heard any discussion that he ended up, they found a repair. I think that would come out pretty quickly. So I think the guess is that he underwent what they expected, which is the trimming out procedure.
All right, while we have you, we're going to talk about Tua's ankle. LSU got a big game coming up against Alabama in about, 18 days now, I think it is. And also about Drew Brees' thumb. So we're going to just take advantage of you as much as we can. Dr. David Geyer, orthopedic surgeon and sports medicine specialist. He often calls me for consults. 852, 8 before 9, traffic now on WWL. 8:57, couple of minutes left with our friend Dr. David Geyer, orthopedic surgeon and sports medicine specialist. I guess you can knock out Tua's ankle quickly, doctor, in terms of what happened?
Yeah, he had a high ankle sprain, which is sort of a variant of an ankle sprain where the ligaments in the lower part of your leg, just above the ankle, sort of separate. And they actually did a surgery called a tightrope surgery where they basically put, make small drill holes through the bones and use this suture to almost zip tie them together and hold it in place. That's a very quick recovery compared to just letting it heal on its own, but still going to be pushing it to play, at least play effectively and really run and cut against LSU. I think he'll be on the field, but he'll be much more stationary than normal, much like he was on the other side last year when he had that during the college football playoff.
Maybe they should just rest him. When it comes to Drew Brees and his thumb, people are talking about should he play, should he not play. Is that the kind of injury where yourself, especially being a highly trained athlete like Drew, it's your call totally. You know what you can do and what you can't do.
It'll be a combination of what he feels like he can do and how strong his grip strength on the ball is and how stable that thumb feels when the doctors sort of torque on it and see how well that ligament healed. But typically that's around 6 to 8 weeks, and the athlete knows it. When you grab a football, it just doesn't feel right if it's not ready. So I don't think they'll put him in a position where he's struggling to grip the ball and they play him anyway. So if he feels like he can do it and the doctors are okay with it, I bet he plays pretty soon.
Thank you, Doc. We'll talk to you again right now. Free cash giveaway. Code word this hour, Amber, AMBER. Text AMBER to 72881. AMBER 72881. Another code word coming up in an hour. We never charge for text. Individual plan text and data rates apply. Please do not text and drive. Going all the way through 4 o'clock with one.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.